The phone beside his bed woke him at 3 o'clock a.m. on Monday. Doctors develop an ingrained reflex that sends them reaching for any ringing phone, day or night, and Dr. Tyler Gentry was no exception. He swung his feet over the side of the bed, flipped on the bedside lamp with one hand while lifting the receiver with his other, and answered before the third ring.
"And Dr. Gentry?"
His voice had the raspy tone that goes with being awakened from a sound sleep. The electronic quality of the words was more reminiscent of something out of Star Wars than a human voice. "Joining the Hall group could be hazardous to your health. Get out while you can."
"What do you mean?"
The click in his ear told Tyler there'd be no answer to the question. He replaced the phone receiver and ran his fingers through his tousled mane of dark hair. As a resident physician, he'd learned to sleep when and where he could, but Tyler felt his adrenaline level peaking and knew there was no use crawling back into bed, not after that call. He'd looked forward to today, until now. After sitting on the side of his bed for a moment, he shoved his feet into slippers and, still in his sweatpants and t-shirt, padded toward the kitchen to brew some coffee. As it perked, he sat at the kitchen table of his small apartment, stared through the window above the sink into the darkness outside, and considered the day ahead of him. When he thought he'd run out of options, the offer to join what the doctors in town called the Hall Group had been a life preserver thrown to Tyler when he was drowning. Had the phone call punctured his balloon of hope? If it hadn't totally succeeded, it definitely caused a significant leak. On Monday, Tyler left the office of the clinic's administrator, Benjamin Mann, with mixed feelings. He'd looked forward to this day, his first day of private practice, with great anticipation. But the phone call a few hours ago changed all that. Now he recalled what his father used to say. If something seems too good to be true, it probably isn't. Maybe that was true of this position. He went into his new office and dropped into the chair behind the desk. Outside the closed door, the activities associated with the surgical practices of three, now four, doctors went on as usual. Inside the room, he was shielded from that activity, for now. Tyler leaned back and reviewed the events that led up to his being here. During his residency, while his fellow trainees considered places and situations for their entry into private practice, Tyler had been spared the decision and any anxiety that went with it. His plans had been firm since he entered medical school. After he completed his training, he would return to his hometown of Houston to join his father's surgical practice. No investment needed. Just drop into a ready-made slot, with the foreknowledge that his father was going to retire within a couple of years. Then the crash of a private plane carrying his parents to a college football game put an end to those plans.